Megadeth fans have been waiting 2 years since the release of So Far So Good, So What. Are you personally, Dave Mustaine, satisfied with the way Rust in Peace has turned out?
I'm really happy with it. This is the first time we've had an album where we've used the same producer from beginning to end, and for me that's amazing. I think Mike Klink did a fabulous job, although there was a lot of times where he had other commitments and he was running in and out. He still showed a real genuine loyalty to this project. There were times where I thought something was good enough, and he pointed out that it wasn't and what was wrong with it, and I beat it. And that's why this record is so good, because of his forte for being as critical with nuances in the studio that just embellish a record's final, the actual finished product. For me, this record is definitely satisfying, and I'm 100% happy with it.
Did Mike Klink sort of push you further as a musician in the studio?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I had my own drive, but when I would get frustrated, he would kind of know how to deal with Dave, the human, instead of Mustaine, the artist.
Right. After hearing some of the tracks, and it's only been brief, but some of the stuff is quite strong, stuff like Hangar 18 and Take No Prisoners. What kind of pressure was on Dave Mustaine to write quality songs after having written songs like Peace Sells, etc., that are very strong?
The only pressure that we had really was in our own heads. You know, career paranoia is something that everybody deals with if they don't have faith in themselves. And worrying about having a product that's going to compete with your past is just your own lack of faith. And anybody who doesn't understand what their history is destined to repeat it.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about the single Holy Wars. What was, you know, going through your head when you wrote that song?
Well, I had been misinformed by someone from Ireland when we were over there. I asked him exactly what is going on, because someone said there was somebody there with a box of T-shirts bootlegging Megadeth shirts, and we wanted to get them confiscated, because that's, you know, basically the way that the band stays alive out there is by selling merchandise and records. They said, "Oh, you can't do that. Those guys are selling T-shirts for the cause." And I went, "Well, what the hell's the cause?" And they go, "Well, that's the IRA. And I said, "Well, what is this all about?" And the guy goes, "Well, the Catholics are against the Protestants, or against the Catholics, you know." And to me, any religion that thinks that it's better than another religion is like full of it, you know. I can't really say how I really feel without getting vulgar, and I don't. I would rather, you know, instead of having what I feel oppressed, I would rather watch what I say and just say that I think that it's. Prejudice religion is a sin in itself, and they're trying to disguise their sins by saying one religion's better than the other. That's blasphemy, and they ought to talk to their God, because I'm sure he would tell them what's happening.
There are a lot of self-righteous organizations that often point fingers at Megadeth, saying you are whatever category they want you to fall into that they think they can crusade against. How does Dave Mustaine respond to allegations or accusations that Megadeth are bad, evil, whatever?
I don't think that we're bad, evil, whatever. I think what we are is we're concerned with the people that listen to our music, which are generally people in our age bracket, just an average, you know, and people that come from our walks of life, average, you know. We're not, you know, rocket scientists, and we're not like wino bums, you know. We're not like a bazillion years old, and we're not fetuses with headphones, you know. We're everybody, all different walks of life. I think that when you start letting people know what's going on with modern society and the way that they're eliminating the gratuities that we have as rights as human beings to education and to, you know, having, for example, Social Security, for having welfare projects, all these kind of things that they're taking away from us. You know, they're so worried about buying weapons and stuff like that. To me, war's good for the economy, and money sucks.
Okay. Rust in Peace is your fourth record. First off, how did you get that title?
I was driving home from Elsinore. Lake Elsinore, I was skydiving, and I was tailgating somebody racing down the freeway, and I saw this bumper sticker on their car, and it said, you know, this tongue-in-cheek stuff like one nuclear bomb can ruin your whole day. And I looked on the other side, and it said, may all your nuclear weapons rust in peace. And I'm going, rust in peace. Damn, that's a good title. And I'm thinking, like, you know, what do they mean, rust in peace? I could just see it now, all these warheads sitting there stockpiled someplace like Seal Beach, you know, and all covered with rust and stuff, and kids out there, like, spray painting and stuff, you know. And I just felt that that was one of the most profound statements that we can make at this time, because of holy wars being such a statement. Rest in peace is also a statement. You know, it's like my ideal vision is for all nuclear weapons just to be, you know, eliminated, and have, you know, the actual warhead itself, for it to have somebody just deactivate it. You know, I mean, because, you know, you're going to still have the uranium and the plutonium to deal with, but, I mean, we've got that already.